Welcome to the shit show, punk bitches.
Don't go to fucking school. If you get inspired by Rudy, you're a fucking loser. Any grown adult on TikTok should be registered as a sex offender. I'm political poison. Nobody running for office wants to touch me except maybe Joe Biden. Sex would probably be really annoying if they had to stop to bitch about how entitled millennials are. It's time to get rid of the boomer. You should gas up your meth-addicted cousin Shane the same way you support Lizzo. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Deepish Thoughts. I'm Caleb Salvatore.
Deepish Thoughts.
Like that. You didn't know that was the name of the show? No. Mia has undergone a transition and become a man, as you can see. No, this is Zach Bravietti. You guys, he's been on my other show. This is an important week because I have finally done it. I have finally won the battle against my apartment manager that I hate so much. She's gone. Not really. But
I thought she got fired.
I won. No, I won the snow. So we live in Omaha. It blizzarded Monday. It was a disaster. I got home and because our work sent us home early. So I got home and I got stuck in the parking lot. Not a big deal to get stuck in the parking lot because it was a blizzard. But what really bugged me was that they hadn't even attempted to plow it. And there were already like 7 inches of snow on the ground. So I got out. I had to dig. A stranger came and helped me dig my car out like 3 times. God bless his heart. Weird guy. But nonetheless, he helped me. And I got stuck again. So I just wound up parking in a parking spot halfway out in the middle of the fucking parking lot. So anyone could have hit me going by.
Right.
And when I got out, I slipped and fell. Now I have knee problems. So I held my knee. It hurt, but I knew nothing was wrong long term. I called and told him I broke it, that I had a broken bone.
And what'd they say?
I thought that was going to light a fire under their ass, but it didn't.
They just said, oh, well, better go see a doctor.
No, I actually got through to the property management company in Minnesota. It's not even the fucking apartment complex. Mm-hmm. So I get home so the next day I get home and, you know, I'm thinking the parking lot will be plowed.
Right.
And it's still not. So I get stuck again.
With your broken knee.
Yes, I get stuck again. And at this point, because I had already gotten stuck leaving that morning. They hadn't plowed it that night. They didn't plow it the next day. Like during the day, like it had stopped snowing for 12 hours, right? So at this point, I just go nuclear. I called them and I told them that the snow removal was abhorrent. They should be ashamed of what they did. And I capped it off by saying the fact that millions of Americans are unemployed in this country while a fat disgrace like her still has a job is an insult to humanity. And the best part about this is she's not fat. She could lose like 20 pounds like most Americans. So she's slightly overweight.
Right.
And that's those are the people you need to call fat to hit your point home.
Oh, yeah, because that's really going to hit their psyche.
Right, you know? Right. Yeah, I mean, if you call...
That'll rattle them.
Yeah, if you call someone that's built like Ben Webb fat, they'd be like, yeah, I know.
Like, yeah, I'm fat, whatever.
But, you know, you got someone that, like, looks in the mirror every night when they get out of the shower.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, it's like...
It's not too bad.
They're on the edge and you push them off. That's the way to get your point across.
Way to make her bulimic for, like, the next 5 months. I'm going to turn into a high school cheerleader now because of your
Paris Hilton diet. One peanut a day
as much vodka as you can drink. Vodkas have no calorie. Vodka has no calories. Vodka can't talk.
That's true. And I didn't regret it. Just like I didn't regret making her assistant cry the day before.
Did you actually?
Well, actually, I made her assistant cry over something else.
Legitimately made her cry.
Made her cry. Well, and I didn't feel bad because Hitler had foot soldiers that got shot in World War II. So that's how I justified it.
What did you say to make her assistant cry?
Just, it was an ongoing issue. Because my issue was they had time to go to every door in the complex multiple times and yell and leave threatening notes about people smoking weed in the apartment. Most of the time that was us. So that upset me, but they didn't have time to go in and fix my, we are not sponsored by White Claw.
Well, you're going on a Karen rant. So I just wanted the White Claw to be
They
shown.
Didn't have time to go in and repair the missing shelf in my fridge that caused me to when I pulled it open too fast because the shelf had broke, like the thing that holds the fridge shelves in, it had broken. So I pulled it open really fast, and my barbecue sauce, it's a very nice locally made barbecue sauce. It's like $5 at Hy-Vee, fell out and shattered all over the floor, and it's only seasonal. So now I don't have any more. So I was very upset by this. So I called them.
Replace barbecue sauce with pumpkin spice, and you're totally going full Karen.
Oh, I sound like a gay man right now. I'm aware. Trust me. So I was very upset by this, and I called, you know, because the next day we got a fucking letter about the weed smell again. Right. And I'm like, you people have time to harass us about weed, but you can't fix simple maintenance tasks. Yeah. You can't even check up on it. So that was when I made the assistant cry. So you fast forward.
That's what made her cry. That's kind of weak.
I was very abusive.
Oh, okay.
in the conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. So you fast forward to today. I get stuck again in the morning, and we're fucking 5 days removed from this blizzard. There is no reason it's not plowed.
Correct.
And then I got even more. I was going to let it go, whatever. It'll probably melt tomorrow or whatever, because it's supposed to rain. But I get to the front, because we were in the back of the complex. So I get to the front of the parking lot, and it is completely fucking plowed. Spotless.
Yeah.
So that pissed me off, that we're just being neglected now. And it kind of feels targeted because of my past behavior.
They're like, fuck this guy. He made my assistant cry.
So
his ass can stay stuck in the snow.
I called them again, and I was very calm this time. And I said, look, the front of the complex, the middle of the complex, everywhere else but us in the back have been plowed extremely well. Now, I'm not trying to imply anything here, but the majority of my complex is white, right? We pay the same amount. So the people in the back pay the same amount as the people in the front. The majority of my complex is white. However, 75% of my building is Hispanic for some reason.
Send them to the back of the complex.
Exactly. That's it. And my girlfriend is I'm white as shit. My girlfriend is Mexican as well. So, and Mexican and native. So I said, I feel like you are neglecting to do this because we are a bunch of Hispanic households. And I got home and it was plowed.
Hey, there you go. So, they didn't want that civil lawsuit.
I made a phony accusation of racism.
Dude, you did go full Karen.
And I immediately got my way. So I said, we are a Hispanic household. I am part of it now. It was my first time using the race card, and I've got to say, it was a fucking thrill.
Yeah. When I had a black girlfriend, and we'd pull the race card, it was pretty nice. I'm not gonna.
Oh, did you do it?
She pulled it, and I was just sitting there, like, yeah, you know.
What would you do?
I don't know. Like, if we had to wait extra long for something, and other people didn't, like, oh, it looks like all the white people get to go ahead. Is it because I'm black? No. Dude. I mean, I'm just sitting there along for the ride because obviously I'm white too. But
yeah,
when she bitches at the people at the restaurant that we're not getting in fast enough because she's black, I get to go eat soon too.
I had a cousin that I really didn't like, and I was like 12 and he was like 19. And we went to, no, he was probably, he was in his 20s. We went to Hooters one time with my brother and my dad.
Right.
And my dad went to the bathroom, and my cousin was sitting there bitching about, and we're all white people, right?
Right.
My cousin's sitting there bitching about how he couldn't see some game on the TV. And I went, why are you talking about that and not focusing on why we are seated so close to the kitchen? Is it because we're black? And I like yelled it at the hostess, and my cousin like freaked the fuck out.
God.
So
I will say, though, going to an all-black high school, not literally all-black, but
mostly
black, you hear the race card get thrown around a lot for shit that is not,
oh, for sure,
even close to relevant.
For sure. Oh,
you serving us tater tots today for lunch because I'm black? No, dude, that's just what was on the fucking menu.
That's what's
today
on the menu.
Yeah.
Is that good or bad, tater tots? Like, I don't,
that's just an example, but you know what I mean? Like,
no, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Like, So it's great, though, being able to use the race card now.
Dude, if I was a minority, I'd throw that shit around all the time.
Absolutely.
I understand.
Companies are so scared of that label because once it's on them, they can't get it off.
Dude, you can't buy back reputation.
No, Have you seen the Hotep Jesus video?
No.
After they kick those black guys out at Starbucks for loitering, he goes in and he's like, hey, I'm supposed to get a free social justice coffee. And they made it for him for free. That's all he did. He's like, I'm supposed to get this free social justice coffee. And if you don't give it to me, it's because you don't like black people.
And they gave it to him.
Yeah, see, my lab is barking. I have a black lab.
She's chiming in on talking. The social justice.
I mean, she know. No, dude, you know what's crazy? Dogs can be fucking racist.
Oh, 110%.
My aunt's dogs are... She has these little Italian greyhounds, and these Indian people moved across the street from them. And every time they see them, there's just so much rage bottling up, just abusing these people, just barking and growling. And I'm like, your dogs are racist.
Okay, think about it like this. Do you think that goes back to like the tribal mentality?
Yes.
Because back in the day, when dogs were first domesticated,
yes,
human beings that domesticated them were in tribes.
Yeah.
Typically, your tribe would look like you.
Yeah.
So, ergo, the dog would get used to your tribe.
Sure.
And obviously, defending your tribe, it would be aggressive towards people that didn't like you. Look like
that makes sense.
Tribe.
Yeah.
Right. Does that make sense, or am I?
That
just...
makes no. I mean, yeah. It also, dogs are just really scared of things they don't recognize. So they see. I mean, they grow up in a house with humans that are all white. They see someone with dark skin, they're like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
You know, they perceive it as a threat.
Yeah. This podcast is not sponsored by the Proud Boys.
No, absolutely not.
That's Jacob Wilson's podcast.
Yeah, he keeps trying to come on. He's constantly hounding me.
He literally said he was auditioning last Thursday.
I know. Yeah, I'm like, what? Honestly, I'd let him come on. But I'd need to have like a super left-wing guest right afterwards to offset it.
Have Dylan.
No, Dylan won't be allowed in my house.
All right. Have Ben Miles.
Again, not allowed in my house.
Who is super left-wing that you like that you could have in here with?
Justin Healey.
I don't feel like Justin Healy's not.
Super He's pretty left. He's pretty left.
Well, that's because they're poor.
Yeah, fair enough. Jacob
and they want free shit.
that's true. Are you banned from the back line still, speaking of Dylan?
I don't think I was ever banned from the back
line. Oh, that's right, you just Justin got banned. Justin, that's got banned. What it was.
I made Dylan so mad that he walked out during my set.
The owner walked out during his set.
Yeah,
you dressed up as Brock Turner. Yeah. On Halloween.
We were doing a Halloween show. Our jokes were supposed to be in character. Obviously, being Brock Turner, none of my jokes are going to be very nice. So the owner didn't like that.
Well, I mean, you did cap it off with rape doesn't count if it's an Asian woman.
Brock Turner raped an Asian woman. He got off like
I honestly
pretty much
didn't
scot-free.
Know that. I thought it was a white girl. I thought it was a white girl, and I'm like, why are we upset about this? Like that Kyle.
It doesn't count unless they're a minority.
Yeah, that Kyle Rittenhouse kid that killed those two people in Wisconsin, three people in Wisconsin. I'm like, why are we upset? Like, they're all white. Like,
yeah,
why does it
don't matter?
Why does it matter? Like, he shot three white guys. Oh boy! And honestly, those guys probably had it coming
one
way or
another.
Wasn't
one of them like a pedophile?
One of them was
a convicted sex.
No, you had a fucking a convicted pedophile who had fucked a bunch of 13-year-old girls, and you had the other guy was like a home invader / domestic abuser. It's not like the cream of the crop
right,
got dropped
like
that day.
It's not like he went to the fucking monastery and was mowing down like monks.
he looked up the list of Catholic church saints and just specifically assassinated them.
Yeah.
That's what it's like he shot like the scum of the earth. Like, I'm not really like... The guy that lived, that got his hand blown off, had like beaten his girlfriend up a bunch. I'm like,
he's
now he can't beat her. Yeah. Now he's taken away his biggest weapon, his hand. Like, and the dude was pulled. So now is this Rittenhouse kid bad for like going into this? Yeah, probably. He probably shouldn't have been engaged in.
I will say at the same time, he's a dumb 16-year-old and his parents put him in that situation.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, man.
16, you're fucking stupid. I don't care who you are. When you're 16, you're not smart. You're not mature. You're not developed. You're going to kind of go with the crowd. You're going to go with what's expected of you.
Yeah.
So you got to blame his parents for putting him in that situation.
If my parents would have strapped me with an AR-15 and threw me into a riot zone at 16, I probably would have been a fool too. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
I probably would have shot somebody too.
Like, honestly, like, I probably would have gone and provoked someone and had them come after me. And remember, folks, this is a comedy show. Everything we say on here is a joke.
We're
protected by this thing called satire and the First Amendment. So you can fuck off if you have a problem.
First Amendment's slowly starting to get taken away, but that's a different.
Yeah, that's the I mean, it's like at first, you know, like 2 years ago, it was just, oh, it's just Alex Jones. All he was doing, it's just Alex Jones. It's because he was harassing the Sandy Hook families. But we've never looked. Did those families deserve to be harassed? We've never looked into it. No one's asked that question. What did those families do to provoke Alex Jones like that?
They were turning the frogs.
Yeah. Have we looked into what their connection to frogs? Like, no one's looked.
You might as well say, are we sure those kids didn't deserve what they got?
I won't go that far. That'll get us taken off the air. I didn't say the parents deserved it. I said we haven't explored what provoked him to act in the manner he did. That's all I said. I didn't say that they had it coming. I didn't say that. I just said we've never heard the other side of the story.
Son of a bitch. It's like the Boston Marathon bombers. Like, yeah, but you know, they blocked off the traffic to my apartment every year. You know how much of a pain in the ass it was to park?
I had to park 3 blocks away. So I took 3 blocks of downtown Boston.
God damn.
Well, that was, well, I texted you that this morning, right? The 9/11 trading card someone was selling.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What kind of, and it was like gold plated.
It's like an ultra rare. 9/11, I choose you.
Oh yeah, motherfucker. Well, I got 2 Trail of Tears, and we took way more people with that.
That's fair.
It's, you know,
time to play my ultimate card. Final Solution.
Oh Jesus Christ! What is it? Tragedy? Fucking Yu-Gi-Oh?
Right,
seriously? Who's and it was like $25. Who's got $25 burning a hole in their pocket and is like, you know what?
Buy a gold-plated 9/11 card.
9/11 trading card. That's what I want. Well, it's like my friend that went to Germany and fucking Auschwitz had a gift shop.
Yeah.
I'm like, who buys fucking a coffee mug from Auschwitz?
I went to Auschwitz. Yeah,
Auschwitz. I was here.
It's like, you know, on the roller coasters when they take a picture of you on the ride.
Yeah.
They're like, take a picture of you going through Auschwitz. Like the gas chambers or something. Like, fake gas you. Like, all right,
oh my god. Oh my god.
And you buy it at the gift shop.
Yeah, those are such a fucking scam.
Oh god.
Those things.
Yeah.
Where you like take a picture with like the and they're like, oh, it's $25.
You know what I could do? I could take a picture of that TV screen with my iPhone for $0.
Literally, and it would have a dog shit resolution. What do you think about these new iPhones that like you can supposedly make movies on them?
I think it's bullshit.
You think?
Yeah.
It's got like a Dolby camera supposedly, or is that like one of the Walmart cameras that says they film in 4K?
Okay, here's the thing. An actual cinema grade camera, like the cheapest one you can get, is at least 5 figures.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, man. I see some on Amazon that are like $700.
Yeah, like that one you sent me. It was like 4K cinema quality camera. Look,
dude, that camera we're filming on has 4K on the side of it. It says 4K. You guys are watching this. Is this in 4K?
No.
Are we filming in 4K right now? I mean, like you the audience can see it and they can call bullshit. I know I get harassed about our cinematography all the time in the comments. We get fucking gutted
that the camera looks like shit.
Yeah, we get gut. Oh, I get gutted, dude. I get people that come after me all the time on this. It's funny because it gets posted to the Drunken Disorderly podcast, which has like 20,000 followers, right? So they'll share it to that, and people will come on, and like usually the comments are cool, and people it's funny because people think it's live and they like try to interact with me and comment as it's going, and I just ignore them. and like, but every now and then you'll get people that'll come on there and talk shit. They'll be like, oh, ha ha, this is hilarious. When's your stand-up special coming? And I'm like, next week, cocksucker. There's this one guy that is there religiously. He has it timed when these videos drop, and he will talk shit. But the funny thing is, he will talk shit like 17 minutes into the video. So he has to watch it for a long time before he starts to rant.
Perfect thing to strike about.
Yep. He'll just be like, this lack. Like, I remember the first interaction I had, I was actually doing a live stream.
Did you reply back?
Yes, I was doing a live stream for a news reading thing. Mm-hmm. And this guy just hops on. He's like, this lacks the comedic element. And I was like, that fucking picture and that kid in your profile picture lacks your DNA, you fucking cuck. Jesus and that Christ. Really just poured gasoline on the fire. And it just sent him after me even harder. So that's why he's become a problem for me. Are we just fucking...
How many people do you think out there are fathering kids and aren't theirs? I'm just going to hold it, whatever.
Just hold it. Yeah, go
ahead. Adopted, you know, people who knowingly adopted their kids don't count.
Yeah, no, or like married someone that already had kids.
Right, but like, how many people do you think were cucks?
I think it's probably 5%. I don't think it's that high. I think... Are you going Logan Paul right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, dude. I'm just going to fucking... I'm going to stand up special this shit.
I think...
What's the deal with airline food?
Hey, Doc, it hurts when I do this.
Then don't do that.
Well, no, like... I feel like it's like I feel like it's 5%. I don't think it's that many people.
5%.
Yeah. The real question is how many married couples have had affairs? Because I've heard it's as high as like 40%.
Honestly, that wouldn't surprise me. Well, 50% of them end in divorce. So
yeah, 50.
So fuck.
That number is going down though because less people
are getting married.
Less people are settling, dude. It used to be back in the day. It was like. You had to get married because you needed...
First person you fucked, you got married to, kind of thing.
Basically, which is the worst thing you could possibly do. Oh, yeah. Which is why the affair rate was probably so high, because people didn't know, what else was out there.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer. You don't marry your high school sweetheart. You don't marry the person that takes your virginity. I think those are good rules. Everyone should go by that.
I disagree with the virginity one.
You think?
Because I'd like to marry a chick who's never fucked anybody else.
Really?
Yeah.
So she's always wondering.
Anything to compare it to.
Until she gets curious and goes out and tries somewhere else.
No, if it's okay, if it's satisfying enough and she doesn't have anything to compare it to, then it'll be fine. She'll stick around. But if she's had something
famous
better,
last words.
If she's had something better, and she knows that there's better out there.
Yeah.
Well, then she's definitely gonna sleep around. But if she doesn't know any better, ignorance is bliss, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think it's a catch-22. I just don't. I'm trying to find the right way to put it. I feel like I talked about this on your podcast.
I think so too.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like yes, but I also feel like the unknown factor kind of plays into it. Like, right. People are wondering, and men too. It's not just women. You know, is there anything better out there? If you literally have not had sex with anyone else, and I get that there's like religious aspects right. to it. And that's not really what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, I know people that, like, they dated all throughout high school, all throughout college. And then as soon as they got into the real world, they're gone. Like, the world's bigger than what you have.
You know, I think that the answer is Mormonism. I think every man should get at least 7 wives.
Seven or Muslim. Yeah.
Sure. Well, yeah, but I like pork.
So. And gay people.
Yeah. I've got gay family members. I don't want to throw them off any roofs.
That's true. Yeah, we don't. None of that. I'm pretty sure the Mormons don't like the gays either, though.
Well, yeah, but they don't throw them off roofs.
Yeah, that's true. They just expel them from their businesses.
Yeah. speaking of Wall Street.
They're going to get a bailout.
Fuck those guys.
They're going to get a bailout before we get a stimulus check.
Fucking not.
Before we get a stimulus check, Wall Street.
The stock market left and right, and they get beaten fairly at their own game.
Yeah. It's only okay when they do it.
Exactly.
It's only okay when they do it. You know who's probably one of the people that helped Wall Street? Was my apartment manager. This fucking Jabba the Hutt, fat slob, pathetic excuse for a human. I'm done. Go ahead.
Is your apartment manager Hillary Clinton?
That would be terrible. No, Bill Gates probably owns the apartment. He's buying everything else.
Yeah.
Wants you to jack your fucking veins with poison from his vaccines.
Dude, I read an article today that was like Bill Gates admits that his vaccine will kill people. It could likely be 700,000.
What? Yeah. Where did you read? Was this InfoWars?
No, I'll pull
it. Where did you read this?
This is why we need Mia, and she's out with Alex Jones right now trying to get her land back.
Okay, so I tried to fucking post a video, 12-minute compilation, Joe Biden being creepy to people on C-SPAN.
Yeah.
Like, there's visual evidence. You can see with your own eyes that he's groping people and sniffing them and making
he's
them
just being affectionate.
Facebook said that it was false information. I was spreading false information.
He's just being affectionate.
How are you going to tell me what I am looking at with my own eyes is fake news? You can watch it for yourself and see when he touches this little girl right under her breast and she cringes away from him that he's being a fucking creep.
He's just being, yeah, he's just being affectionate.
I didn't know pedophilia was fucking affectionate.
Depends who you ask, right?
Depends if he's Democrat or not.
We really did. We put a pedophile with dementia in office instead of just a normal pedophile with narcissism. What a fucking choice, right?
Trump was a pedo.
Yeah. He was, dude, he's on Epstein's flight logs. Of course he's That's a pedophile.
So is Tom Hanks.
Most of them are pedophiles.
Yeah. I definitely think he is probably a sex offender.
Like, who? Tom Hanks? Oh, Trump's a rapist for sure.
110%.
No doubt. In fact, probably a rapist. Like, I know we joke around in here, but Trump's probably a racist.
Yeah.
He's probably a pedophile.
I don't see him being an outright racist. I feel like he's one of the people that when he sees, like, a black person eating fried chicken, he, like, nudges his buddy. He's like, eh. You know what I mean?
Well, like, my thing with Trump is, like, because here's my thing, is everything else has come out about the guy, right? If there was a tape of him saying some Donald Sterling shit where he was, like, saying the N-word, you would have known. You would have heard it by now.
This COVID-19 coronavirus vaccine could be 8 to 16 times more senior Americans compared to no vaccine at all.
What? What yes. website is that?
CDC.
That's Lou Rockwell. That is not the CDC. That's Lou Rockwell.
Everybody knows Lou Rockwell. It's very
famous for the infamous Ron Paul newsletters that nearly tanked a presidential campaign.
I do.
Where he said, and I quote, "The cities are getting bigger. The suburbs are getting smaller. Brace yourselves. The animals are coming."
Animals.
That word for word what he said. So, just saying. What were you going to say?
Nothing. I'm not going
to. He wanted to do this show on acid, for the record, and I said no.
I said it would be fun. I didn't say we should. I said it'd be interesting. That's what was actually in this White Claw can.
It was acid.
It was fucking acid.
That would be great. White Claw acid. I want to make. It'd be like the old Four Loko days. It'd be like the old Four Loko days.
Cans worth of acid. Holy shit. Your brain would be fried. There's no coming back from that.
Wait, what? Real quick. Talk, promote your shit. I'll be right back.
Okay. What do I have to promote? My podcast, you can find that, Down With The Ship. What's called at DWS, no, DWTS. I can't even fucking spell podcast on all the platforms.
This is the second part of the show that I promised my good friend C. Michael Pickens at North Spokane Apothecary I would do. He was nice enough to send me these vape carts from his, or it's all CBD and Delta 8. Yeah, for free. He wanted me to do a video review. So we're going to do this real quick.
Fuck yeah, dude. What flavor is that?
This is blueberry, relaxing blueberry. This is Delta 8.
What other flavors do you have?
And
blueberry,
this
grape.
Balanced grape. The first one we're doing, we're going to do the CBD one. It's relax. What's it called? Balanced grape. Okay. You got to take the plastic thing off and then you just stick it in there. Yeah. Okay. Is it working? This is from North Spokane Apothecary. This is balanced grape, full spectrum CBD. This is just going to kill him as soon as he takes a hit off of it. Watch him just die. Heart attack. He chokes to death.
I also have this on the lowest burn setting, so don't judge the amount of smoke that comes out from this.
Don't be a pussy. All
right, fine. I'll put it on the high burn setting.
I just have this. I bought it from it's a.
Now it's on the highest burn setting. Thank you.
I just have these pens. There's no setting.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, I'll do it now. It's got a little bit of a weed taste to it.
I think I took way too big of a rip.
Yeah, you did, because I'm fine. It's got a little bit of a weed taste to it. I feel like I might get arrested if I smoke this in the car. I like it, though.
No, I'm, and it's honestly, that big rip is really, I'm already feeling kind of relaxed.
Yeah. So I'll be straight with you guys. CBD, like these products, like I've been, this is this other one here is Delta 8. I've been walking around smoking it for the last week. I wasn't able to post any videos because I was in Facebook jail when he sent it to me, but we're doing this now. I've been walking around smoking this relaxing blueberry for a week and my ALS is gone. I have been cured of Lou Gehrig's disease.
Nice.
After a week.
Dude, fuck that ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, I know, right? The ice bucket didn't do nothing for me. It was all the Delta 8.
Tell me what the difference between Delta 9 and Delta 8 is.
What is Delta 9?
This one, the Violent Grape, is Delta 9.
I think one of them. Honestly, I don't know.
The difference is one Delta.
Oh, thanks. I like, we should. So that's CBD vape. I'm pretty sure Delta 8 is like higher THC content. Oh, so you can try that one now and tell me what you think. I'm just hitting my other stuff right now.
Yeah, so this is probably when the mic stands would have come in handy.
Doing this?
Yeah.
I can tell.
But fuck it.
Yeah, this one's about dead. She smokes this thing like a fucking chimney. Yeah, no, this one's got a weed taste to it. So if you're like a big weed guy, this is the one for you. Like, this is what I would do.
The Balanced Grape.
The Balanced Grape, yeah, CBD. You can get these all at NorthSpokaneApothecary.com. They were cool enough to send it to me. It causes a seizure.
That smells really nice. That smells very, very nice.
Yeah, this one's a lot easier, like on the lungs and the throat and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes better too. Anyway, this has been Deepish Thoughts. Have a good night. I'm Caleb Salvatore, Zach Bravietti. Peace out, bitches.